It's Sunday morning, December
19th?
20.
20th, I thought. Oh, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord.
Yes.
We love the things you do for us, Lord, the way you look after us, the way that just a child has distress and they run to their mother or father. In that same way, we are so happy to be able to run to you when distressing circumstances arise. Yes. And that you take us up in your arms and you let us know, this is going to be all right. This is going to be all right. We thank you for that, Lord. Oh, we thank you for that. We should be left orphans. Oh, no. That's not going to happen, and we thank you for that. Lord, we ask that you be with us during the service today, that your truth and your wisdom would flow in a mighty way. No, that thing would flow, O Lord, that we would have ears to hear by your Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Can I, because of what Charlie prayed, can I just read a little setting of Scripture that I noticed this morning? Because I think it's fitting with the prayer. Ephesians 3:24. Therefore, the law was our tutor to bring us to Christ that we might be justified by faith. But after faith has come, we are no longer under a tutor. For you are all sons of God,
Amen.
Through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And I noticed as I read a little more, and I even went to Ephesians, there's a whole lot of scriptures verifying that you are the sons of God.
Thank you, Lord.
And I think we don't think about that sometimes, how much that, what that really means. That means basically, and it says that Christ, you're heirs with him. You're equal heirs with him. That's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, and I forget it.
Mm.
I forget it a lot.
Mm.
So anyway, that was, I just thought because of their prayer about being children of God and so forth. That,
yeah. Now, I hate the idea of leaving God's potential on the table, not making use of it.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's so characteristic of us, but, oh, I hate that idea. Just let it sit, don't use it.
Our lack of faith.
Uh-huh. Yeah, or caught up in our own natural whatever.
Dust it off once a week.
Yeah.
You know, as close as you touch it.
I think there are a lot of Sunday morning Christians. Christianity is not an hour a week.
No.
And the thing we have to realize is that David made a lot of mistakes.
Mm.
And God referred to him as a man after his own heart. And it's kind of, Christianity is it's a lifestyle. It's what you do over a matter or a period of time. And David did some stupid things. And none of us have ever done stupid things. But of course, you know, I'm kidding you. But in spite of the crazy things he did, God still considered him a man after his own heart. And I was looking at this little scripture that we have out there in front that says, you know, God's will is for all men to be saved. Mm-hmm. And his will is for all men to come to the knowledge of the truth. And I thought of the verse of scripture in 2 Thessalonians 2:10, where it says, in that verse somewhere, it says, That we need to receive a love for the truth, that we might be saved. And I thought, you know, that's included in that first sentence. It says his will is for men to come to a knowledge of, or to be saved, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. And the knowledge of the truth is a prerequisite to salvation, because they received not a love for the truth that they might be saved. Is that what it says?
Mm-hmm. And all with deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I think this morning there's all over the country, the world, people saying a lot of pretty words that kind of refer to God, you know. But it is a God of their own imagination. It's, I don't know where the line is that makes you an idolater, but I think there's a lot of idolatry going on in the world by people who think they're in some pious condition. And what God wants is for us to have a knowledge of the truth. You know? That's when you know the truth, it's not idolatry that you have. It's worshiping the true God. You get too far off from that, and you're worshiping a false God. You're in idolatry. You know? And we must be vigilant about that.
I saw a little thing on YouTube of a guy interviewing people, and he was a Christian. And they had a really nice way of doing it. It was not offensive or anything. You know, just would ask questions, reason with them. And you know, there are people, they have absolutely no idea of God. Mm-hmm. They've never heard anything. It's like, well, you go, oh, I don't know. Is there after? Oh, I don't know. It's, yeah, I didn't think of, never thought about it much, you know. So those are the people that are really ripe in a sense, or could be ripe, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. And when, you know, so it's obvious that the gospel has not went throughout the world, because not the true gospel anyway. That's the other thing. Is what's mm-hmm. the true gospel? You know, like Charlie's saying, There's a whole lot of gospel out there that isn't lined up with the Word of God, you know. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Sure.
there are a lot of people that are preaching what they consider truth mm-hmm. that isn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it takes God to straighten them out. You can argue with them, and it doesn't do that much good, you know. I read in a half a dozen chapters around the 60th chapter of Psalms, and there's almost like there's a theme, and in all of these things, and it's. We know that, you know, it's don't trust in men, and, you know, put all of your trust in God. I mean, you can see the theme all the way through. And it says, you know, that many men praise God with their lips and curse Him in their hearts. Hmm. And, you know, it's just that's what He sees. You know, it's kind of, you know, faith is it's a long process. And we want faith so we can perform miracles and things can happen right away. But faith, that's not what faith is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a substance of things hoped for. It's an ongoing lifestyle. And we can say, well, yeah, we didn't have much faith. And I, there's been times when I've seen some wonderful, exciting things happen. But I can't see that I had faith that initiated it. It was, I looked at it, I thought, where exactly is it? Where's my faith? But what we have is, a faith is it's an ongoing thing. And sometimes we don't recognize it. What makes you keep coming to this crazy church? You know? Mm-hmm. It's not my looks, it's not, but they said that the thing about Jesus was there was nothing about him that men would desire him. And yet, Peter said, where are we going to go? You have the word of eternal life. And I think, we recognize that. I recognize that. These words that I keep hearing over and over and over are words that are never, they're always going to be there. Throughout all of eternity, the same words are unchangeable.
I keep thinking about, the disciples who were fishing, and then Jesus came and said, "Follow me," and they dropped their nets and they followed him. I suppose there's some kind of risk that there will be, Antichrist, whatever, false prophets, whatever, that will ask people to do the same thing. And the difference between the way they are and the way Christ is can be pretty subtle in the natural. So we must not drop our nets and follow those false prophets. It has to be the one who is who has truth that we follow.
When Peter and Andrew and James and John dropped their nets and left, they had already seen the power of Christ. This was after he had told them to cast, put their nets on the other side of the boat. And I didn't realize it, but that was a sequence. And so they did have some introduction. And we have had introduction. We have seen phenomenal things. And we are yet to see some of the greatest things we've ever seen. But you know what? You can't make it happen.
That's right.
You just keep praying.
Yep.
You keep on praying. There's a lot of things I'd like to make happen, but I can't.
Here's a little reminder. Ephesians 2:4. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And that's even if you have trespasses now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing about God that, I mean, God is unique in all ways anyway, but the thing about him that is real unique for us, vital for us, that God has this foreknowledge. And so he can do things in us because he knows what's going to happen ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And he could be having somebody that's going to do all kinds of miracles and signs and wonders. And they're sitting in a bar right now. Mm-hmm. And one day they won't be.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
Well, as I was sitting here already this morning, so there's a spirit working here of God. I was just sitting here and I went, you know, I got to start going before God and really asking him to get rid of this in my life. I just don't need it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was just kind of clear. It was like, yeah, I got to address this now. Mm-hmm. It's time. You know, so and I don't mean to single out, but that Ephesians 2:4, I just really wanted you to hear that, Glenn. Saved by grace and the mercy of God, while in your trespasses, even if you have him now, still, he's still your God. He's still full of mercy and grace, and you're his son. You know. So don't let the devil try to condemn you.
That's right. Thank you.
I was looking up, what does the Bible say about faith? And the Bible says that faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance that the Lord is working even though we cannot see it. Faith knows that no matter what the situation in our lives or someone else's, that the Lord's working in it. It goes on to say, the Hebrew word for faith is E-M-U-N-A-H. E-M-U-N, which means support. This is perfect because faith is like the Lord's support to us. Because he's working in every situation for his glory. Regardless of what we think, he always knows best. And there are many times we have to see by faith and not by our own eyes. I kind of felt that was a really, like, changing, you know, over the fact that sometimes our faith is weak. But it gave me a good feeling to think that, but God's giving me the support. And I was taking that, in a different sense. I'm going, that's kind of neat, you know, because, it's like, how strong, you know, this, that, your mind can go. But all of a sudden, God's there to give us that support. And I never looked at it like that. So I found that very interesting for me. So.
Mm-hmm. It's the way I see it. Both Susan's bad diagnosis, my own bad diagnosis, those are really wonderful opportunities. Really wonderful opportunities for the Lord to do something so remarkable. They're just opportunities.
You know, it is, and I thank the Lord for that, but in my heart of hearts, I just see so strongly that God is just, you ask sometimes, why are we here? You know, I mean, there's, you know, 8 of us, or I can't count, but, and I just know that God has a plan for each and every one, that there is a support, and there is going to be, you know, and it's not going to be a prideful thing. There's nobody here that comes for the pride. I mean, it's like, what church do you go to? Oh, God. I mean, that's how often, you know, people, I go to, you know, we don't shout it from the top. But it's the fact that the Lord is going to be using each and every one of us. in some way. There is just, for me, that's just a strong drawing faith that God has a plan so big and so strong, and it will be not the same for each person, but there is going to be something that is going to be mighty. And it's never going to be like a, well, it's all about me. No. It's all about what God has done in us.
That's right.
And all about what, how God is using us. And people are going to look at us and see something so different that they've never seen before. And we're not even going to be aware of it, because it's not something that we're aware of. It's what God's aware of and what God's been waiting to do and waiting. And it's coming to the time when He is ready to use us. And I think we just all have to open our hearts to be used.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
I'm just seeing a little inkling of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming. I'm just feeling some subtle little changes in me.
Yep.
That's preparing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what for yet or whatever, but I'm really open.
Yeah.
I know one thing. I feel like He's helping me build a better relationship than I've had with family.
Mm.
Which sounds, you know, like, yeah, well, everybody's, well,
no.
You can always be better.
No.
You can always be better. And especially kind of like Katie's and stuff. So, you know, it's because that was really hard for her when she lost her mother. I mean, that was her. I mean, I didn't know it, but they probably talked almost every day, and I didn't know that, you know. And stuff like that. And so, you know, when that gets taken away, it's hard. And, you know, so anyway, but I'm feeling things. And she's being much more open, you know, and we're just, our relationship is getting much better. And now I'm feeling like I got to work on that with all of them, you know. It's.
See, I can understand that, because I call Todd every morning. And if I don't call her, well, then she worries that something's wrong. But just by calling and saying hi, and I ain't got nothing to talk about, that's all I need to do, you know. So I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's like,
I see, that is so far from me. I'm being honest. That is
he
so far
do
from
it
me.
With Ty or
mm-hmm.
Chris, but with Taj, for some reason.
She needs it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's.
Ty, he's fine with it. You call him up and hi.
Hi.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but Taj just needs that, you know, and it, you know, so.
That's great. That's great.
It's
yeah.
a special bond. It's a special bond. I
yeah.
mean, you should, I mean, I grab onto it. Because
mm-hmm.
it's, I mean,
yeah.
it's there for a reason.
I know.
Yeah, my mom with my dad, nothing, but my mom, too, was just wasn't a big thing to communicate all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, just, well, I mean, it's partly in how all everybody gets brought up somewhat,
yeah.
and it's somewhat your makeup. Some people are just less prone to be that way, you know? It's,
mm-hmm.
I don't
and
know
sometimes
if
sometimes it's God.
It can be changed, you know?
Making it happen.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so,
mm-hmm.
that's neat.
I had an opportunity to pray with Dawson, and it was a desperate situation, and all I did was hug him and pray, and hug him and pray, and tell him I loved him, I loved him. And I have not felt that strong of a bond or love with many of my grandchildren as I did that time, and I really think God did a real work through it, because I know He did in me, but He needed it, and I told him it's probably not going to get better, but with God, you'll get through, and you need to pray.
There's no better message for somebody to know that somebody loves them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, that's.
And he just clung to me.
Yeah.
And if you know Dawson, that's not Dawson. But see, God's doing things, and we don't know why or when, but if we make ourselves available, He'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
the odd thing about all this, that is, there was a major blow up before that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
And of course, Grandma says, shut up and sit down.
But the point being is, it was a really disastrous time. But and after listening to what she was talking about here, I realized now that God allowed that to happen for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Because if you don't. Oh, see.
And physically, my heart is full. Mm-hmm. It's just full. Mm-hmm. And it's full of love. Mm-hmm. I can't explain it any other way.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that God's doing, I think, through us, and that's why we're here. These things are going to happen.
But I think you're going to see major blow-ups and major
Absolutely.
Things like that, because not only is the world very frustrating, but then add situations of your own life and making it twice as hard as and everything combined. You're going to see these blow-ups, but you're going to, when you hear the reassurance of love and prayer coming from somebody, it's all of a sudden they're going to be in a situation and they're going to go, oh,
it's okay.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost like a light bulb, but it's going to be a Christian light bulb.
Absolutely.
Because it's going to penetrate not only the mind, but it's going to penetrate the spirit.
And that's when I realized my faith is not very strong that day. You know? I was so pleased that I was not that strong. But
Lord, increase my faith.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
Yep.
And he will,
yep.
And he's going to.
So,
and he has.
Yes.
What happened yesterday was for a reason. And a lot of good is coming out of it.
And I'm so thankful that I can pray. That I'm just like that, I can pray. And my words aren't beautiful or anything, but I can love and pray.
But your words don't have to be beautiful and wonderful. It's the willingness of the heart. Do you know how many people, like they said, oh, I'll pray. And it's like, yeah, and they walk away.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say you're going to pray, you're not saying, oh, I'll pray.
I'll remember you.
Yeah, I'll remember you. You were jumping right into the situation and saying, let's pray.
Yes.
Let me pray right now. That's a gift, because there's not a lot of people who, I mean, when you're in the midst of something, and you're going, oh, well, somebody should pray for those people. You know, not me, somebody should.
That's done that for me.
It's, you're jumping in with both feet, so claim that. And just,
I do. Yes.
That's what was needed. It was a
doing. It's not me.
But
it's
not
me. It's not doing it, because I know I couldn't.
Yeah. So be happy.
I am.
Yeah.
I am so much in love with the Lord. And Dawson and
yeah.
And he did a work in me, and he did a work in Dawson, I believe, you know,
yeah.
Through it. And I'm so thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah. You just claim these things, because
yes. And now I know that I was here for that reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know, but that time I did know. And it's the same when we get sick or anything. If we just step in with prayer, mm-hmm. I think. I'm grateful and I love the Lord.
I don't know what the future holds. I am expecting a mighty move of God's Spirit of some sort, but I don't know what in what form or whatever. But I will say this. I think what we have, you know, been going through, what we're going through right now, is not anything but the kind of path that the Lord would set for us in preparation for a mighty move of His Spirit. It would be like what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Be like what we're doing. It's not, I really do not get the sense of, whoops, we're not, we're not doing it, you know, we're straying from the way he would have us go. I don't see that. I just don't see that. I just see us on a path that leads to, and it's not our, you know, nothing wonderful about us. It's the, we have a wonderful and gracious God. But I just see us on a place that will include our participation in a mighty move of God's Spirit doing wonderful things here down the road, whenever, who knows.
Even if they're but little things to us.
That was my daughter calling because I didn't call her this morning before we did it, but she's going to want to know how I'm doing. See, Liz, that's, you know, what I'm talking about.
To follow up on a little bit what Charlie was saying, most of you have been here longer than I have, but it's interesting and it is different what God is doing right now in our bodies. We're not having the slain in the spirit physical manifestations or dancing before the Lord, or even as much deliverance or spiritual battles, but we have been led to be focused on knowing the heart and the truth of God's Word.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And
that's big.
And you think, and you think about that and what that means going forward in a witnessing or a praying or a salvational sense. I mean, in a way, we've had all of the signs in front of us to kind of keep us interested in what God has for us. And now he's bringing the meat.
Yes.
Now we're getting the important things. And you think about as Jesus is talking in the testimonies, and even as Jesus is tested by Satan, and he says every word, and you have to know every word. It is, as Charlie's saying, there's going to be a move of the Spirit, but we're being prepared to be able to be led of the Spirit in a powerful way because we're standing upon the Word. And we're not standing upon a doctrine, and we're not trying to convince someone of some man's ideas as to what Christianity is, but we're standing on the Word of God, which is what God's idea
truth.
Of His truth. And it just occurs to me that we're being prepared for this, and I do not know how he's going to utilize us, but I have faith that it's not for naught, and that he will in fact use us when his time is right.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that tells us that it's not necessarily today. It's your life expectancy of what's coming. You know, it's a substance and the evidence of things not seen. It's, you know, I mean, it's like it's a future. It's a future. It's a what are we expecting? Well, I'm expecting to go to heaven, and I'm expecting the Lord to come. I'm expecting a move of the Spirit, as Charlie was kind of talking about it, and it would seem to me that I have a lot of reasons to expect that, and whether I do or not, I don't know, but there's some things happening to me, and which are strange. There's a number of people that used to go to the church, and that's not even the prayer meeting people, that I have kind of ripped them off, you know, over the years. I thought, well, they're just kind of, that's the end of their picture. And all of a sudden, I'm in communication with them. And it's a good one, good communication. And I'm thinking, how did this happen? What caused this? You know, what happened? And I won't mention names because I don't want to get them on the thing. I usually spill the beans and spill them wrong. But, and it's like, we're like old friends. I mean, fresh old friends. And, I see this as something that is going to happen. You know, we're going to see some things in the future, and it's going to involve some of the people that used to go here. And people that have seen the power of God on this church. Mm-hmm. And we can't deny that. I don't know what happened. There's some God did things. I don't even know what he did for sure. He didn't let me know. But through faith, we understand. And that, in and of itself, is a complete sentence. Through faith, we understand that the heavens were created by the Word of God. We know what? So is everything else. Mm-hmm. And through faith, we understand. So, right now, mm-hmm. through faith, we understand. Through faith, we understand. What do we understand? I don't know, but we're understanding something. And I'm understanding it. And it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. And yet, faith is the strangest thing that exists. Through faith, the elders obtain a good report, it says.
I'm thinking through faith we will understand. Not that we do understand.
She said, I'm stuck here in Ephesians.
Yeah.
Ephesians 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're talking about.
Is that not what he's doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had something happen a long time ago, and it had to do with John 4:24, where it says God is spirit, and that night. I went through an experience because I realized that God is a supreme, only God, Spirit. And out from him has come all things that exist. And the Spirit that the little infant picks up comes out of God. And God seems to have plenty of Spirit to go around, you know. And billions and billions of people. Mm-hmm. And God gives them a spirit. And it says, someplace it says that the spirit returns to God. How does it say that? Anybody? Yeah, you remember?
Spirit returns to God?
Yeah, something like that.
Of God, I just I think about it a lot too, because it's like you can't, because he is that he is spirit, you can't make him be something else. You can't make an image form, or you shouldn't make an image form of him, because there isn't one in the sense
no.
of anything natural. Yeah. And I love the fact that he is spirit only, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that's that's a big thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It sets them apart from every other living organism or creature in the universe.
Yet he created us physically.
Yeah, right.
You know, the Bible says that no man has seen God. But I ran into a scripture that just made me think of it. I thought of the scripture that, you know, it says that the elders saw God.
Yeah. I read that not too long ago.
Yeah. It's like in Exodus or somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And I thought, and they lived.
Who saw him?
The elders. With Moses.
Oh.
They went up towards the mountain and they saw God.
Maybe it's something like, if you look directly at the sun, you know, bad things will happen to your eyes. But you look kind of away and you see sunlight, then maybe they saw the equivalent of sunlight.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you saw all of God.
Yeah.
That'd be impossible.
What did you find, Corky?
Well, Ecclesiastes 12:7 says, "Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it."
Mm-hmm. That's probably what you were thinking of, Keith.
Mm-hmm. It could be.
It sounded good anyway, didn't it?
They're like, yeah, close enough for government work or what?
Let's keep that up.
You know, even us today, even though Jesus isn't walking among us, because of what you see of his words and everything, you're seeing God. I mean, it's like, because he said, if you've seen me, you've seen God. Well, that made a lot more sense to me one day when I read that, because I realized it wasn't him, you know. Mm-hmm. It was what was coming forth from him. It was mm-hmm. the words and the Spirit of God coming mm-hmm. out of him. And he says, so you're not seeing me, you're seeing the Father, you know. And it's not because he was one with the Father in the sense of being a God. It's just that, and you know what? That's the same promise for us that we've been touching on.
Amen.
You know?
It ought to be good enough.
Yeah. When the time comes, God's good. The people are going to go.
Yep.
They might look at one of us and say, I'm seeing God, you know? But knowing they're not really. But, you know, that's the effect that his Spirit can have.
To them, it'll seem like God.
Yeah. It's pretty.
The teacher that I had in grade school, I used to quote a little saying. You heard me say it a number of times. Who has seen the wind? Mm-hmm. Neither you nor I. But when the trees bow down their heads, the wind is passing by. And she was a staunch Catholic, maybe. I'm not sure what she was. But anyway, that's kind of the picture that Jesus paints in John 14. He says, it's the Father that's in me that does the work. So, he that has seen me has seen the Father, because you've seen what the Father does to me.
Now, I have a pretty good familiarity with what the wind is based on what it does with the trees.
Yeah. So, when we see things that are happening, when we hear these great testimonies of what God is doing, we're actually experiencing God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, you know, are more prone to look at it and say, well, it was an accident or whatever, just a happening, but you know, God is right here, and he's in these things, and he wants us to recognize him.
You know, I was thinking, we don't have to get better at anything. We don't have to develop additional skills beyond those that we have, that we need more faith or something, but or submission to the Lord, you know, just but just as we are, He is able to use us in a powerful way, I believe.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have to get better at anything in the natural.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
Right.
We're just the way we come right now.
Good.
Good enough.
Yeah.
You know?
Good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need to ask you to forgive me, but I have to leave. I have to be in Hudson, so.
Is that where Katie is?
That's where, no, that's where Beckett is today playing hockey.
So. Oh!
And I haven't seen him for a while because they, you know, they're living
well,
than they are there, I guess, so.
He's a go-getter.
You remember Philip and Munich?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah.
Step out the door and you're gone.
Yeah.
Save some time.
Now that would really take some faith.
I have a good time.
Maybe on the other side it'll be a lot like that.
On the other side.
Yeah, it's really good. I hate to believe it because that was really good.
We love you all.